I'm going to read Extreme Marketing on page 108. Tired of the routine commercials and sponsorship deals, some brands are turning to ever more spectacular feats in order to promote their products. Recently, the freerunner Ryan Doyle travelled the world, jumping off stones at Machu Picchu in Peru and from the Great Wall of China, and somersaulting against the backdrop of the Taj Mahal. Doyle is part of an elite group of extreme sports enthusiasts who have become brand ambassadors for the energy drink Red Bull. These stars don't sit in front of a camera, but film themselves doing extraordinary stunts and post their videos on the company website, where they are shared by millions of fans. Over two decades, Red Bull has rewritten the rulebook on how to sell a product, focusing on the drink's energy-giving properties while projecting a high adrenaline image. The small Austrian firm has become a huge marketing success story, growing from a relatively small Austrian company in 1987 to a global juggernaut, earning its founders multi-million pounds of fortunes. The company has built its success on sports sponsorships. It owns two teams in Formula One and several football teams, and the staging of global extreme sports events. The most notable of these are the Red Bull Air Race, which involves pilots navigating challenging obstacle courses in the sky. The Red Bull Flug Tag, in which competitors are invited to create their own human-powered flying machines that are propelled off a pier into the sea or a lake in the famous cliff diving competitions. While the idea isn't new, it has long been forgotten. For example, that the Tour de France started life as a publicity stunt for a struggling French newspaper. Red Bull has taken its events to a whole new level. Perhaps the most memorable of these was when it partnered with Felix Baumgartner for his record-breaking skydive. Baumgartner's jump from the edge of space was shown live around the world with more than 8 million people watching him online. Meanwhile, 3 million tweets were sent about the jump, including those from people encouraged by Red Bull to send their questions from Baumgartner's post-jump press conference. Though the star was Baumgartner, the real winner was its sponsor. The approximate cost, reportedly around $70,000, was easily paid off in terms of the amount of publicity it generated. Many of the ideas for events and stunts come from the athletes themselves. In the case of the Air Race series, for example, the concept evolved from a chat between a Hungarian acrobatic pilot, Peter Benesai, and some Red Bull executives. Recently, however, there has been some criticism against the brand for encouraging such risk-taking. One pilot crashed his jet during the Flying Bulls event, and three others, a skier, a parachuter, and a base jumper, were all filmed during the action that killed them. In spite of this, the trend for spectacular displays seems to be catching on with other companies. For instance, when Pepsi launched a new orange drink, it brought in international skateboarders and well-known athletes from the world of BMX and FMX for its extreme tour of five Indian cities. The event, the first of its kind in the country, prompted a spur of content online when people posted their personal videos of stunts on wheels. And it's not only sports. When Intel launched the Ultrabook, it got the world-famous magician David Blaine to go without sleep or food for 72 hours, surrounded by 1 million volts of electricity, which was controlled by the Ultrabook. As one commentator said, there is pressure to perform ever more dangerous acts, and while there is a demand to see them, these athletes are likely to continue to push themselves to even greater limits.